When you look at the negotiations so far with the EU, do you feel enough progress has been made?
No. I think that Britain is putting forward very positive suggestions, and they're not being reciprocated by the other side. But that doesn't particularly surprise me. And I suspect that we'll have to leave without a deal, and that we'll trade under WTO regulations, which, frankly, are going to hurt the Europeans more than the British.
Would it not hurt your business?
Not at all, actually. We already pay the WTO tariff into Europe, and it hasn't hurt us at all. We're one of the fastest growing companies in Europe.
Does that mean you would not necessarily need, or you don't need a transition arrangement that keeps us in the single market?
Not at all. And I think it's quite wrong to call it a single market. It's a series of different markets with different languages, different marketing required and different laws. And in our case, different plugs and different boxes. So we don't view it as a single market. It's actually a very highly complex and broken up market.
Because your assessment is very different, for example, from what we heard about half an hour ago from the chairman of the John Lewis Partnership, Sir Charlie Mayfield, who says Brexit's having an effect on the economy, both on sterling and on confidence. And the uncertainty is something that worries him a lot.
Well, there's always uncertainty in business about exchange rates, conditions in markets, natural disasters. Business is about uncertainty. And I think uncertainty is an opportunity. And the opportunity here is actually that the rest of the world is growing at a far greater rate than Europe. So the opportunity is to export to the rest of the world and to capitalise on that.
Sir James Dyson, thank you very much.